Before I begin my sermon this morning,
在我开始讲道之前,
I'd like to share with you my testimony. Even though I now believe that prayer is the greatest truth, but there was a time in my life where I thought that prayer was the greatest lie.
但是在我生命中间曾经有一段时间我认为祷告是最虚假的一件事情
Because of several unanswered prayers in my life
因为几件神没有应许的一些祷告
I began to doubt the veracity in God's word
我开始对神的话语有所怀疑
And I began to feel like a second-class citizen in God's kingdom Perhaps God hears prayers.
也许神听祷告,
but not my prayers.
但是神不听我的祷告.
If there are any in our midst who are skeptics,
我们中间若有人有同样的疑问,
and everywhere I've spoken on this topic of prayer, I found there are those who have really doubted and wondered whether God would hear their prayers.
每一次当我传讲这样子的信息的时候, 总有人有这样子的问题, 到底神听我的祷告不是?
I'd like to testify with you through my own spiritual pilgrimage.
我愿意以自己在属灵里头的经历跟大家做这样的见证。
Through many ups and many downs.
有许多起起伏伏。
I've come to discover the great truth in God's Word. God healed my ulcer.
神医治我的,
God kept me well for 3 days. After I prayed for 3 days and three nights, God kept me well during my trip to Calcutta.
我有三日三夜祷告, 那么神在我去印度加尔各答的那个旅程上保守了我。
God healed my daughter when she had a high fever.
当我的女儿有发高烧的时候, 神医治了她。
God brought people that I prayed for into His kingdom.
神把所有他的子民聚集在一起, 为他的国度祷告。
So in my experience, I began to see God does hear prayer.
所以从我的经历中, 我们发现神的确听我们的祷告。
And through 3+ years of in-depth studying on this topic about prayer in the Bible,
三年多,
researching every single unanswered prayer in Scripture and finding an explanation for it,
从圣经里头每一个神所不应许的祷告去找到他的道理,
demanding that I must love God with my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love Him specifically with my mind in understanding about prayer,
我要尽心尽心尽意尽力地去爱神
I've come to the conclusion
我得到这样子的结论
There's room for the honest seeker
那么实在是, 在神的这个祷告里头 是有一些, 让我们继续不断地去寻求的事
That if you are an honest seeker after God's truth
如果你真正诚心地去寻求神
Don't be afraid of asking tough questions
不要担心问一些很困难的问题
Because our God who is the truth will have all the answers
因为神是那个真理 神对每一件事都有他的答案
I've also come to discover in God's word
我也发现在神的话里头
that God not only hears the prayers of those who are righteous
神不单单听那些正直有公义的人的祷告
but God hears even the prayers of sinners
神甚至也听那些罪人的祷告
You want proof of that?
你需要找一个证明吗?
Ahab and Manasseh, the two worst and most wicked kings in Israelite history, but God heard their prayers.
Ahab跟马拉西这两个王是 以色列最邪恶的两个王
So are there times where you feel so far away from God, so unspiritual, that you could not even feel like praying?
所以在有的时候我们属灵里头离神非常的远 那么我们是不是担心我们的祷告不被神所听呢?
I suggest to you that God is only a prayer away.
我愿意告诉大家, 神跟我们的距离只有那么一个祷告的距离。
There's no prayer from a sincere, fervent heart that God will reject.
一个真心的祷告，神永远不会拒绝。
This morning, I'd like to share with us a topic that I feel very excited about and yet somewhat uncomfortable sharing also.
今天我要跟大家分享一个题目，我自己觉得非常的兴奋，但是我也知道这个题目不太容易跟大家分享。
Namely, the relationship between prayer and our current events.
也就是我们的祷告跟目前正在发生的一些事情的关系。
Prayer and current events.
我们的祷告跟目前正在发生的事情。
I'd like to invite us all to bow as we join together in prayer.
我们大家一起低头祷告。
God, you are the living truth. We pray at this moment that you would reveal your truth to us.
主，你是那位真正活着的真理。我们愿意你自己把你的真理向我们显明。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主的名，我们这样祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I must admit that as a Christian, I'm much more used to, I'm much more comfortable thinking about prayer on an individual level than my attempts to link prayer with all that is happening in the world today.
我们承认，在谈祷告的时候，我们比较能够想象自己个人的这些祷告的事情，却很难把这个祷告与世界上正在发生的事情加以联系。
I have a tendency to think of adoration, confession, and thanksgiving and supplication within a more limited circle of my friends, myself, my church, but not necessarily in all the things that happen around me.
我们很习惯的想象祷告就是和自己最亲密的一些朋友在一起，能够在敬拜神、认罪、感谢。能够带到，很难去想象这个是与一群很大的大众来一起祷告。
But more and more, I'm challenged by the thought that if you and I are to have an authentic faith that is viable in the 1990s.
但是我们发现，在1990年代，我们要能够有真正的一个信心，那个挑战是何等的大。
That we must endeavor, as awkward as it might be.To seek to link the world of prayer, the world of spirituality on one hand, and the world of current events on the other.
我们发现这个真大的挑战是我们能够把祷告这个属灵的事情放在一个手上，把世界正在发生的事情也放在另外一个手上。
Second Chronicles 7:14 is a verse that invites us and even challenges us to prayer on this kind of level.
那么历代志下第七章第十四节就是这样子的一节经节。
Now, to be sure, this verse can and has been appropriated by many Christians for their own personal benefit.
很多的基督徒把这一段经节当作个人祷告的最受恩惠的一些经节。
That if my people who are called by my name,
这些称为我名下的子民，若是能够呼叫我的名字。
Will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
若是能够自卑祷告寻求我的面转离他们的恶行。
Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
我必从天上垂听赦免他们的罪医治他们的地。
We've also seen groups applying this verse for their church.
我们看到一群人为他们自己的教会来应用这一段经节。
Lord, in what ways may my church, our church, be sinning against you?
主啊，到底我们教会在什么地方得罪了你？
In what ways my church need to be broken before you?
在什么地方我们需要继续的破碎，能够得到你？
In what way that not only I but my entire community of faith needs to seek restoration and renewal of fellowship with you?
我们这一群弟兄姐妹所住的这个区域里头，到底有什么地方我们需要向你认罪，能够得着你
？But may I suggest that this series of concentric circles need to be going broader and broader outward？
那么这样子的一层一层的向外扩展，我们需要能够扩展到最大的一个范围。
What about the world around that is broken by sin and by depravity?
那么这整个的世界因为罪与神被隔离这件事对你是什么样的一个影响？
Recently, we were all greatly disturbed by the riots in Los Angeles.
就在最近，我们对洛杉矶那个暴乱的事情受到很大的震撼。
Now, I wonder how many of us really know that many of the Koreans who were looted and suffered great damage were Christians.
不知道大家知不知道，在那里受到最大的损伤的，却是一些韩国的基督徒。
And I wonder how many of us are aware that many of the looters in the black community and other minority communities were also Christians.
你知道那些在暴乱的那个范围所居住的许多少数民族的一些人也是基督徒。
That they felt so ashamed when their pastors admonished them on Sunday mornings that they have to bring back the goods that they have stolen and looted to return to the owners the next day.
那么他们觉得非常的羞耻，在主日的早上，他们的牧师要求他们把抢到的东西、偷到的东西归还去。
And many Christians have asked this question.
许多的基督徒问这样的问题。
Why do we allow ourselves to degenerate in a condition where Christian brothers and sisters are taking such different sides in the economic struggle for survival?
我们常常问到为什么基督徒在经济萧条的时候采取这样子不同的一些看法。
But if we are to begin to open ourselves to this kind of praying, it can also become somewhat disturbing to us.
但是如果我们真正的敞开自己来为这些事情祷告的时候，我们发现有很多很影响我们很深的事情。
Sometimes it might introduce us to more questions than answers.
常常我们问一些困难的问题，往往带出更大的一些问题。
Take the Iraq war for instance.
就像伊拉克的这个战争。
Now we have our own very pastor's son Chris Lee sent off to fight in the troops.
我们牧师的儿子被送到中东地方去打这个伊拉克战争。
Many of us pray daily and weekly and even daily for his safety.
很多人在这里日夜为他的安全祷告。
But one time when I was watching television,
但是有一次我看到电视的时候，
I also saw that 10% of all Iraqis are Christians too.
我发现伊拉克也有10%的基督徒。
Many of them, before they go to bed, they also offer up fervent prayers to God.
许多人在睡觉之前向神献上衷心的祷告。
And if you were God, how would you respond?
如果你是神，你怎么样子来应许这些祷告？
On the one hand, to the world community that is enraged by the kind of military build-up and dishonesty in Saddam Hussein.
一方面是整个世界被伊拉克撒旦胡森的这些行动所憎恨。
But on the other hand, recognizing that there in that very land are Christians. One out of 10 people there are also Christians.
但另一方面，我们又知道在伊拉克那个国家里头有10%的基督徒。
Whose lives are just as precious as yours and mine.
他们的生命就像你的生命、我的生命一样的宝贵。
Or take June 4th for another example.
以6月4号做另外一个例子。
I know many, many Christians asked, entreated fervently for the overthrowing of the oppressive regime.
很多的基督徒寻求这样子的祷告，希望那一个镇压的、高压的那个政府能够崩溃。
Or at least the advancement of the democratic movement in China.
希望这个民主运动能够在中国扩展开来。
But it seemed that along with that tank,rolling over that brave soul who resisted the hopes of modern democracy were brutally crushed.
就好像那一群那组坦克车开向那个站在面前抵挡他们的那个人，就看到这件事情实在是没什么指望。
Why didn't God respond to our prayer?
为什么神不能够应许我们的祷告？
And I remember myself at that moment as a Christian feeling caught off guard, not knowing exactly how to pray.
我记得作为一个基督徒在那样的场合里头很难决定怎么样子祷告。
But I promised myself I wanted to learn how to pray better for the world in this way.
但是我答应自己，我要继续不断地把自己的祷告能够变得更好。
So on one hand, we Christians are to hold in our hands the Bible, the Word of God.
所以作为基督徒，我们一生手上拿着圣经。
But on the other hand, we also need to be reading very carefully the newspaper.
另一只手上，我们也很仔细地来看每天的日报。
Or maybe the more appropriate metaphor would be.
那么更好的一个比喻。
While we are thinking about God's word,
当我们思念神的话语的时候。
We need to be applying that to the TV programs that we're watching.
我们要把神的话语甚至于应用到那个我们在电视上看到的节目。
And so as we confront the challenges of our times,
所以我们面对这个时代的许多挑战的时候。
How should we pray?
我们要怎么样子祷告呢？
How should we act and pray in such a way that we can be used of God to make a difference in the greater scheme of things?
我们要怎么样子祷告，采取怎么样的行动，才能够向神能够有更好的一个作为。
Now during my college days, I had a good friend who was Jewish.
在我大学的时候，有一个很好的以色列的一个朋友。
And he and I had good discussions about how the whole race of Jews were able to endure the cruelties of Holocaust.
常常听到他谈这些犹太人怎么样子逃出这个德国人的这些集中营的一些故事。
And he mentioned to me a philosopher by the name of Bernard Malamud.
那么他提到这个哲学家 Bernard Malamud,
who has this view of redemptive suffering.
他提出这样的一个观念。在受苦的当中会得到神的那个祝福。
The cruelties that we suffer are not accidental or pointless.
我们所受的这些苦不是白白的没有道理的就发生的。
But at the hand of the Almighty God can bring forth a greater good.
而是从神那个全能的手上会带来更大的祝福。
And this morning I'd like to ask one specific question.
今早我要问一个很特别的问题。
What kind of spiritual outlook we as Christians ought to have as we seek to pray for and pray within one of the worst economic recessions in modern American history?
近代美国历史上大概最糟糕的一个经济萧条，作为基督徒，我们应该怎么样子为它祷告？
And I'd like to suggest that Deuteronomy chapter 4 and 6 set forth the terms.Of a framework to understand God's activity in history.
那么从生命记第四章第六节给我们一个很好的结构。
四到六章。
第四章到第六章。
The first principle in Deuteronomy chapter 4 through 6 is undeserved blessings.
第一个最重要的原则就是我们要明白我们所受到神的祝福是我们所不配得的。
In chapter 6, verses 10 through 12, it says, When you go to inhabit a land with large, flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant,Then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
第六章，生命记六章第十到十二节，耶和华你的神领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许给你的地，那里有诚意，又大又美，非你所建造的；有房屋装满各样美物，非你所装满的；有凿成的水井，非你所凿成的。还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的，你吃了而且饱足。那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。
Now the second principle is continued obedience will lead to even greater blessings.
第二个原则就是我们要继续不断的顺服，让神给我们更大的祝福。
That in Deuteronomy.Chapter 4, verses 1, and chapter 6, verse 3, that if the Israelites carefully obey, then the land and all the blessings that go along with possession of a land flowing with milk and honey will come.
那么，《申命记》四章第一节、六章第三节，以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在那牛奶与蜜之地得以享福。
And also a long and blessed life with many offspring.
甚至也因为这些 得福，能够有更多的子孙从他们中间出来。
Deuteronomy 6:3.
申命记六章第六节。
第三节。Now the third principle, after undeserved blessings and more blessings to be promised as a result of obedience, continued obedience, thirdly, is warning about disobedience and idolatry.
那么第三个最重要的原则就是神给我们的一个警告，一个敬拜偶像这样子的一个警告。
Now in verses 25 of chapter 4, after you have had children and grandchildren and have lived in the land a long time,If you then become corrupt and make any kind of idol, doing evil in the eyes of the Lord your God and provoking him to anger, I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you this day that you will quickly perish from the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess. You will not live there long, but will certainly be destroyed. The Lord will scatter you among the peoples.And only a few of you will survive among the nations to which the Lord will drive you. There you will worship man-made gods of wood and stone, which cannot see or hear or eat or smell.
申命记四章第二十五节到第二十八节，你们在那地住久了，生子生孙，就雕刻偶像，仿佛什么形象，败坏自己，行耶和华你神。眼中看为恶的事，惹他发怒。我今天呼天唤地，向你们做见证。你们必在过约旦河得业的地上速速灭尽。你们不能在那地上长久，必尽行灭除。耶和华必使你们分散在万民中，在他所领你们到的万国里，你们剩下的人数稀少。在那里，你们必侍奉人手所造的神，就是用木石造成，不能看，不能听，不能吃，不能闻的神。但
Now the fourth principle is promise of renewal and restoration.
那么第四个最重要的原则就是神所应许的能够有所复兴，有所恢复。
In verses 29 to 31 of chapter 4, But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you look for him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in distress,And all these things have happened to you, then in later days you will return to the Lord your God and obey him. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not abandon or destroy you or forget the covenant with your forefathers, which he confirmed to them by oath.
申命记四章二十九节到三十一节，但你们在那里必寻求耶和华你的神，你尽心尽性。寻求他的时候就必寻见日后你遭遇一切患难的时候你必归回耶和华你的神听从他的话耶和华你神原是有怜悯的神他总不撇下你不灭绝你也不忘记他起誓与你列祖所立的约
So we find that in scripture material blessings in the Old Testament before the concept of heaven was fully spelled outwas always a reflection of God's spiritual favor as well.
我们从圣经上可以看到神那个用心良苦在他的国度向我们显明之前让他们看到在物质上的一些祝福。
This is not to say there are no exceptions like Job or the author of Psalm 73. Of Job 跟这个诗篇七十三篇的作者。Okay. This is not to say that they're notexceptions like Job or the author of Psalm 73.
并不是说在这里头没有任何例外的情况，就像诗篇第七十篇。
But God wanted to show His children His favor by giving them material blessings.
诗篇第七十三篇。神愿意为他自己的子民不断的侍奉。
God also wanted to show His disfavor. By withholding his blessings upon them.
神他为了他自己所喜悦的子民，他不断地把他的恩惠赐给他们。
So the clear implication is this.
所以很明显的，我们可以看到
that if God's people have been experiencing His blessings, but all of a sudden we feel very barren, we feel that we are very far away from the source of His blessings.
所以当神的子民领到不少的恩惠之后，不少的祝福之后，突然发现非常的落魄。
We want to ask how we can recover God's spiritual favor.
我们需要问神，我们怎么样子能够在灵里头恢复与神那样子亲密的关系。
I'd like to suggest three principles from 2 Chronicles 7:14.
也继续从历代志下第七章跟大家建议三个重要的原则。
From verse 14 of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, I'd like to suggest three principles of how we can seek the Lord and find His recover His blessings.
从历代志下第七章十四节，我们可以发现三个重要的原则，让我们重新得着神的祝福。
Now the first principle is found in if my people who are called by my name.
如果我名下的子民，这称我名下的子民。
Prayer is a loving God calling out to His people.
祷告是神那个爱我们的神向他的子民呼叫的。
When I was little, I dreamt of running in a wide open field.
当我小的时候，我想象自己在一个很开阔的广场上。
I would be screaming at the top of my lungs.
我可以大声的呼叫。
But no one would hear me.
但是没有人能听到我。
I did not know then.
那个时候我不知道。
But I was searching for something immortal.
我是在寻找那个不会毁灭的一件事情。
I was searching for a lasting sense of belonging.
我去寻找那个能够持久的一个归属感。
But here we have a God who takes the initiative to seek after us.
但是这里我们看到神主动的来寻求我们。
If I had to count on my own willingness, my own desire to come to God,
如果我靠着自己的愿意来寻求神的话，
if that's the only conditions I can come to God in prayer,
如果那是唯一的一个情况我能够来到神面前祷告的话，
I would have been utterly despaired.
我可能老早就一败涂地。
For most of us, there are turbulent forces that so pull us away from God.
对我们大部分来讲是那些在周遭非常严重的影响到我们那些事情
that often overwhelm our very weak sense of desire for Him
让我们感觉到非常的软弱需要神
but from the first moments of man's disobedience God has been calling out
但是从人类开始不顺服的时候神已经开始呼召我们
He has called each and every one of us by name
他呼召我们每一个人叫我们的名字
Behold what manner of love the Father has that we should be called the sons and daughters of God.
看到那个爱我们的神看我们是他自己的子民。
So I've often thought of prayer as an initiative that we must seek to draw near to God.
所以我们看到这个祷告是我们采取主动能够去寻找神。
But here this verse suggests that we need to take a step back and to remember that it is prayer is first and foremost God taking the initiative to reach out and to love us.
这一节经节提醒我们，我们需要来看这件事是神采取主动来呼叫我们。
Now the second principle of prayer here is that prayer is a call to true humility.
第二个祷告，第二个原则这里是一种真正的自卑。
Now for those of us here who are of Oriental origin, We have often been seen by people as being humble.
对于我们许许多多在东方出生的，我们认为自己非常谦卑。
You would often find it in a class where there are many students talking about how did you do on an exam.
在课堂里头，你会跟大家同学一起谈你的考试如何。
A typical upstanding American young man would say, "Oh, I did great. I got an A minus."
一个典型的美国学生会讲，啊，我实在是不错，拿了个 A。
But your typical Chinese student might say, "Well, I think I really blew it."
但是一个典型的中国人会说，啊，实在是考得不好。
And then you found out later on, after the test results came out,
之后你发现,
that he actually, what did you get? An A plus.
他竟然拿了一个奖项。
So on the outside he says, I'm no good.
在外表上啊，我实在是不行。
But inside he would be saying, da 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 da.
但是里面的话你了不得。
And what about the ceremony of bowing that we observe among our Japanese friends?
那么看到日本的朋友他们跟彼此鞠躬的时候你看到那个形象。
That we find, they find great delight in being able to bow very low.
你发现非常好玩的一件事情能够鞠躬鞠得非常的低。
They try to each bow lower than the other person.
他们愿意能够比对方鞠得更低一点。
But as each of them seeks to bow lower than the other person,
彼此都能够尽量的能够比对方要举得更低。
I wonder what they would be thinking in their hearts.
我不知道在心里头他怎么样子来想这件事。
Aha, I have bowed lower than you today.
Aha, 我实在是比你举得更低。
I'm the most humblest of man.
然后我是在人类中最谦卑的一位。
So does ceremonial humility automatically equate true humility?
所以在礼仪上头的那种谦卑是真正的谦卑吗
May I suggest in the most emphatic terms, no.
让我告诉你不是的
That in our Confucian heritage, which I deeply love and deeply cherish,
从我们儒家的传统上 儒道我们是非常喜欢的
I'm fascinated all of life seems to be consisting of a series of ceremonies.
我们发现整个生命里头有着许许多多的礼仪。
That we want to practice all our relationships with perfect precision.
我们希望在人际之间的关系上头有一个很完美的一个礼仪。
It's a great discipline to cultivate.
是一个很难的一个纪律。
But I've often seen also that the outward behavior says nothing about the inner conditions of the heart.
但是我们也常常发现这个外在的礼仪没有办法说明我们在内在的心里的情况。
Now recently, we've seen also that the outward behavior says nothing about the inner conditions of the heart.
但是我们也常常发现这个外在的礼仪没有办法说明我们在内在的心里的情况。
Now recently, I've been to a funeral service.
最近我参与一个葬礼。
I know all the participants there.
我看到许许多多参加的人。
Now some of the participants, when they were crying, sobbing uncontrollably, I knew they were genuine.
有许多在那里非常的哭泣，非常伤心的人，我知道非常的真。
They really were very close, and they grieved the lost ones.
他们的确的非常的伤痛，因为喜爱的人离去了。
But I also observed there are a couple others almost have to force the tears to come out from their eyes.
我也看到其他的。要强迫自己把眼泪流出来。
Because otherwise, that wouldn't be a Chinese thing to do if you don't cry during the funeral.
否则就不像一个中国人在那样的场合应该的有的样子。
It's no wonder then that in this kind of system of behavior, that my success or my integrity of a person is based entirely on what society, what others think of me.
所以对这样的事情的一些观察，我们。常常强调看别人对我的观点是如何。
Now, so in the Confucian system of thought, a perfect man is someone who fulfills all the duties to each of his fellow men.
所以从儒家的观点来看，一个人是不是能够尽他的本分，能够照顾到四周每一个人。
But is that true humility in a biblical sense?
但是呢，是不是在圣经里头所讲到真正的谦卑？
That Isaiah 58 talks about how often a ceremonial humility can mask an attitude of spiritual pride.
在以赛亚书第五十八章里头，我们看到，在外在的这种谦卑，常常会用来隐藏我们在里头的那个自负。
And as I studied more about this verse, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face.I'm convinced that one of the defining qualities of humility can be found in the phrase, seek my face.
当我们看这一段经节，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，发现寻求主的面是一个很重要的原则。
Because in the Old Testament theology, seeking the face of a person, whether it's a human being or God, is always connotes the aspect of coming into the presence of a higher being.
在旧约神学里头来看， 寻求主的面，寻求一个人的面是说来到一个高于我们这个人的前面。
Seeking audience with a person greater than myself.
一个向着高于我们的这个人寻求他赏面子。
I've been asking myself when, of the times that I've been praying recently and closing my eyes, how often do I really see a picture of a being that is higher than myself?
常常我问自己，我是不是常常的能够这样子的来思想，我是来寻求一个高于我的人的面。
How often in my prayer am I really aware that I'm in the presence of someone far above myself?
我是不是每一次在祷告的时候都知道有一个高于我的人在我的那里？
How big is my picture of God?
我对神的那个影像是有多大？
Now seek my face has another connotation as well.
寻求主的面还有另外一个意思。
And that is the restoration of a broken fellowship.
就是能够恢复那个破碎了的关系。
Fellowship with God is not an automatic thing.
与神的那个交通和关系不是一个会自动发生的一件事。
It can be broken by sin.
会因为罪的缘故而中断。
Sin not only through our actions, but through our words, through our intentions, through our deepest desires.
这个关系会中断，会因为我们自己的言行，会因为我们的思念而有所中断。
So the call to true prayer must be a call to heartfelt, sincere repentance.
所以我们要寻求主的面，我们要真正的能够来到主的面前忏悔。
Now I suspect that the reason why prayer is so threatening to us sometimes is because each of us has certain comfort zones that we don't want anyone to touch.
我常常相信有许多人不喜欢参加祷告，是因为我们心中有一个隐私的地方，我们不愿意把自己显明在那个场合里头。
Now my wife knows that I have a worst flaw.
我的太太说我有一个最大的弱点。
When I'm driving, I will never admit that I'm wrong.
在我开车的时候，我从来不认错。
That oftentimes when I thought the directions to a house is at a certain place, I will always persist to the very end.
常常我认为要到那个地方要这样子走，我会坚持这样子走。
Now quite often when I got lost,
常常我会走迷了路。
My wife would nudge me on the side.
我的太太就推一推我。
Ray, do you really know where you're going?
Ray, 你知道你要往哪里走吗？
And the answer always is yes.
答案总是非常肯定。
And sometimes it would be half an hour or more, before I would come to the final recognition, I am stuck in nowhere.
常常要转了半个小时之后才承认啊走迷了路。
Is that just me, or is that to a certain degree all of us as well?
是只有我像那样子吗？还是说我们大家有很多人有同样的情况？
I've also come to discover that there are spiritual consequences to this kind of stubbornness.
我们发现这样子的固执会有在属灵上头的一些后果。
When I was a junior high student,
当我在初中的时候，
I was very active in the youth group.
我在青少年团契里头非常的活跃。
I was leading worship.
我领祷告。
I was the librarian of my youth group.
我照顾青少年的这个图书馆。
Because I was a librarian, I took 5 books home every weekend and read and finished reading the whole church library in 1 year.
所以我每一个礼拜借五本书，一年就把这个图书馆的书都读完了。
So on the outside, I seem like a very zealous Christian.
所以从外在来看，我是一个非常有火热的一个基督徒。
But one time, a loving brother came up to talk to me.
但是有一次，有一位爱我的弟兄跑来跟我讲。
He said, Ray, I really appreciate your zeal for the Lord.
Ray, 我实在很欣赏你为主的这样子的热心。
But somehow I could feel that there could be just a tinge of self-serving attitude. You wanted to lift up yourself in your serving.
然而我总是发现在你这样子服侍的当中，好像有一点要显明自己，要夸越自己的一种心意。
And when he said that to me,
当他这样子跟我讲的时候，
I deeply resented.
我从心里头振奋这样子的。
I gave him this dirty look.
我给他一个眼色。
How dare you talk to me like that?
你竟敢跟我讲这些话。
You, deep in my heart, I said, he must be jealous of me.
心里他想啊，你必定是嫉妒我。
Jealous of all the limelight I've been receiving.
因为嫉妒我能够得到这样子的众人的眼光。
But a couple years later,
但是几年之后
when I came to the States,
当我来到美国
and without any group support,
没有任何的团契
no one to prop up my faith,
没有人帮助我增长信心
I fell flat on my face.
我实在是败得一塌糊涂。
I almost lost my faith.
我几乎失掉了我自己的信心。
And from that experience,
从那样子的经历
I learned a painful lesson.
我学到一个很难学的功课
that if I'm unwilling to be teachable by myself,
我需要能够更愿意来领受教导
then God will have to find other ways to make me more teachable.
那么神他会找他的方法来使我更能够领受教导。
Have you had that experience?
您经历过类似的事情吗？
Where God's hand had to be particularly severe?
神要把他那强固的手施展在你的生命里头。
I have.
我经历过这样子的事。
So I'd like to suggest this kind of prayer can be effectual for us on three different levels.
所以我希望能够在祷告上头有三方面的功效。
First, on the individual level.
第一个，在个人的层面上。
I'd like to invite us to examine our personal relationship with Christ.
我要让大家能够仔细地检查我们与主耶稣基督个人的关系。
Can I honestly say at this point that I have unbroken fellowship with the Lord?
我是否能够诚实地来讲，我和主耶稣基督有一个没有破碎、很完整的关系？
How intensely do I really love him in my heart?
在我的心里头对他的爱是有多强？
A call to personal repentance.
我要每一个人能够真正的悔改。
On the second level, I'd like to direct a few questions to our church.
第二个层面是教会的这个层面。
I remember a couple times I was praying in public.
我记得有几次在公众的场合里头祷告。
That afterwards, a few people say to me.
在那祷告之后，有人告诉我。
That in your prayer, you alluded to mistakes we might have made as a church.
在你祷告的时候，我听到里头有几件事情，好像是指着这个教会的几个错处。
I don't think our church made any mistakes.
我不认为我们教会有那样子的一些错。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
May I suggest that we ought not be defensive before God and man?
让我们知道来到神的面前，不要过分的保护自己。
God requires of us first and foremost a spirit of brokenness.
神要我们来到他的面前，先有一个破碎的心。
That in front of the standards, the absolute standards of the Almighty God, none of us can say that we are without fault, without blame.
在那个全能的神，那个最高的标准面前。我们没有一个人是完美的。
That it may be a tremendous condition of spiritual pride that prevents us from admitting mistakes.
常常在属灵里的那个骄傲，不允许我们认罪。
It might have something to do with our tendency to confuse the sin with crime also.
常常我们把这个罪看成一个犯罪的意思。
That in Chinese, those two words are the same.
在中文里头，这两个字同样的一个字。
But while very few of us here may be criminals, or have a criminal background,
没有真正的这个罪犯。
But all of us, without exception, are sinners before God.
但是我们每一个人没有一个例外，在神的面前都是罪人。
And true humility is to really appreciate the difference we have with our Almighty and Holy God.
一个真正的谦卑是能够明白我们和神那个最高的标准之间的差别。
Now on the third level, as we confront the crises in our country, in our nations right now.
第三个层面，我们要面对这个国家所遭遇的一些危机和灾难。
What is our attitude of prayer?
我们在祷告上的心态如何？
I know many who are very cynical when they hear the different candidates giving their speech.
我们知道，我们看到这些候选人他们在演讲之后，我们有很非常不屑一听的一些感觉。
Many would say, "Oh, there's nothing anybody can do who will make any difference."
很多人认为啊，他们怎么说怎么做，这个都不会带来任何的差别。
But I believe that as a generation of biblical Christians, we are called to walk a tight wire that avoids the extremes of cynicism on the one hand and naivete on the other hand.
所以我们作为一个真正的基督徒，我们要避免这个不屑一听、不屑一顾的态度。另外一方面，我也不能够太无知。
I dare say that England in the 1700s was in a worse physical and spiritual condition than we are in right now.
那么在英国，在十八世纪的时候，他们的那个无知的情况比我们现在更糟糕。
But because a group of Christians got together on their knees to cry out to Almighty God,
但是有一群基督徒，他们真正的跪下来。向神呼求
repenting for the sins of the country,
为那个国家的一切的罪向神忏悔
for the rampant alcoholism they were repentant,
为那个酗酒的情况为向神认罪
for the rampant rise of prostitution they were repentant,
为那个嫖妓的情况向神认罪
for the abuse of child labor they were repentant,
为那个虐待这个幼童的工人的情况向神认罪
For the great sin of slavery, they were repentant.
为那个奴隶的情况向神认罪
A great spirit of God swept across the land.
而神的那个圣灵的力量把整个的国家都改变了
The whole moral environment of England was cleansed.
整个英国的那个道德的情况被神洁净了
And through the sacrificial labors of Wilberforce and others,
那么透过这些牺牲的这些人
Slavery was finally challenged and abolished in England.
所以那个奴隶制度从英国被废除。
Now I know many people when they confront the circumstances of our time, the LA riots, the rampant drug trafficking, the AIDS epidemic, we might be feeling a sense of doom.
我们到底有多少人愿意真正站起来？看这个 LA 的这个暴乱跟这个贩毒的情况能够站起来为这些事情祷告
But the word of God issues to us an invitation
但是神的话语邀请我们
To have a better vision
让我们能够看得更远
To see what our almighty God can do when his people pray
看当这他的子民在这里祷告的时候神能够为我们做何等大的工作
我 will be singing this hymn if my people will pray as a responsive hymn in prayer
那么为这样子的话语我们愿意唱下面一首诗歌来回应
If my people will pray. You'll find that in your bulletins.
我的子民若向我祷告，在今天发的单张里头。